Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. Let us know. It's a Thursday afternoon. We got this together in the studio. We're together. We don't know if you can hear us, so let us know if you can hear us. I mean, that's an important part of the live stream.
Some people say it's important. Yeah, otherwise, this is strictly for the podcast.
Now, we also... we can sort of see your comments, but we got to put them on the screen. So don't take advantage of that, though. Gary in Chicago. Oh, Gary, we are so happy that you are here, and we're so happy that you can hear us. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I see Randy out there. What up, Randy? This is fun, just going through.
Lunking?
No, that says luckily. I'm the only one in the department today. Guys, thanks. Keep the comments coming, but to be honest... we can't really read them today, and we don't have
a monitor.
Our glasses on.
Or glasses.
We're making it work, though. That's what
T-Bash is all about, really.
That's what T-Bash is all about.
We make it work.
Some business at the top of the show.
Doesn't this feel fresh and interesting to you? Please, with us in the same room, please say
please
yes.
Take your hand off me.
Oh, okay.
No, I liked it. What's your shirt say there?
Sassy since 1982.
Oh, okay. Business. Do we have any business?
Do we have business? Yes, we do. I actually don't even know if it's still going on. It's business has been delayed. Mm. As many of you have made us aware.
Oh, yes.
Mountain Dew is making a limited run Baja Blast Habanero hot sauce.
Hot sauce. This is in our wheelhouse, clearly, and thank you. Everyone that sent it our way, you got to go try to get in on the competition because it's in a limited edition run, right?
I believe it's contest winners only. So I think you need to enter the contest and we need it. We need a bottle. You can enter the contest every day if it's still going on. I'm desperately going to try to figure out if it is while we're recording, and I'll share this with you. We put in our stories a few times, so we hope you've already entered. We hope someone secretly just has a bottle for us.
I know.
Stash, because that's the thing. If you get one, you have to send it to us. Like, that's really it, unless we win. I've already entered us on our personal and professional phone lines and email addresses.
The other thing is you have to send it to us sealed.
Yeah, no tasties.
If you need a tasty, we'll send it back to you.
That's right.
But I need a sealed sauce. I'm really squeamish about that kind of stuff.
I think that's fair. You don't want anybody to poison your wine. As the king of the land. I understand. No, you need that.
I mean, I was thinking about it today. I got a little Uber Eats delivery. And are they messing with your beverages? Are they messing with your food? I've heard some horse stories. That's all
some
I'm going to say.
Some horse stories?
Horror stories. Listen, you get an Uber Eats or a DoorDash delivered and the straw is in there? No bueno. They took a sip.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Right. Because they must have God knows how many disposable cups like in their car at any given time. So even as just an accident, it's possible.
If you were an Uber driver, do you think you would have your own just straw in the car so you could take sips of people's stuff and then pull out?
See, do you like the little bartender taste?
What does a bartender do?
They sometimes will put the little straw in the cup and they put their finger on top so it holds in the straw and then go to give it a taste. To make sure they mixed it just right.
That seems really amateurish.
But it's a clean one, and then they toss it.
No. I totally get it. I feel that wouldn't creep me out.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're a good enough bartender, you're not worried about that, one.
Yes.
Two, if you are doing that, I don't even know if it's like enough, if you really could learn from it that much. I think you're a bad bartender if you do that.
Maybe that is. Bad bartenders, is that true? Are you doing the straw trick? But would I do it? Absolutely not. I couldn't bring myself. Because who knows what the fuck these people ordered. And more importantly, I don't have time to read receipts. And more importantly, did the restaurant, because how else would you know if it's just a cup and there's just like some liquid inside?
Wait, are you saying for Uber giving Eats. The right? Oh,
right. You asked me if I would carry my own straw and take a secret sip.
Yeah.
I would not do that because I wouldn't want to be surprised by what other people ordered or what the restaurant provided them, whether they ordered it or not, because that certainly happened to me with mobile ordering. That's a problem.
Is it? It is.
Getting the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I've been pretty lucky. Sometimes a missing item, missing condiments all the time, but that's another podcast. Unless it's hot sauce.
That's true. I've been missing hot sauce. But now that I'm loaded up with Charman, it's rarely an issue.
I've been loving that Charman. I've been making a lot of ham and Swiss omelets around here, putting the original Charman on there. Ooh, bueno. I had a crazy thing happen with LaCroix.
LaCroix. Really?
Yeah. So, as you guys know, the amount of this I've put in my body.
It's a lot, significant amount.
In this flavor, you guys know I'm ride or die lemon LaCroix.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're talking multiple packs a week in this house.
Yes.
So, the other night, this may be two nights ago at dinner, fresh pack, chilled, having dinner, go to grab one. Pop it open, take a sip, and I'm like, just something's not right.
Oh, no.
Not big, okay. But like, wait, is that right? Like, I don't know what the deal with that. I kind of had a cold, and so I was like, maybe it's because I kind of had a cold or something.
Sure. Did it taste like mucus?
No. But it was just off. Like, something was off about it. Then the one that I had, it was like a little dented, and I was like, oh, maybe there's some weird dented shit. So I got rid of it.
Okay.
Cracked another one, right? I don't know if I'm in my head, but it's off, right? So I'm like, you know what? No more LaCroix for the night. And I go on with my life. And then the next day, I got a fresh pack up top on the fridge. I'm like, I got to know, is something off with this? I cracked one that's in the fridge. Like, let me just crack one of the ones from last night to see. And I take a sip and I'm still in my head. Or am I not in my head? This tastes a little weird. So I'm like, you know what? New pack's going in the fridge. I'm going to circle back later.
Okay.
Crack into the new one.
This is now four.
Yeah.
Okay.
And tasted great. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I had to open another of the other. And something was off with that. 8-pack.
Fuck. Oh, fortunately, it was only an 8-er.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was just something was off for sure. So all in the trash, not even the recycling.
Yeah. No,
I didn't even empty them.
You can't.
No,
sometimes.
I did. I emptied all of them and I recycled them.
Oh, really?
But I've had so much LaCroix and I had a bad batch. I hope nobody got sick from that bad batch.
The bad batch. I gotta say, I've never had a stinker. Well, actually, I don't know. I need to revisit the tangerine flavor because that was the one that I think grossed me out. Is the only LaCroix flavor that's ever made me go like, what's up with this one?
I sometimes wonder on the show, and I know we've mentioned it before, that sometimes I really think that like we get a rotten one in the batch. You know, when something really disagrees with me, and yes. I wonder in the history of the show. Have there been times where the product was just messed up?
Spoiled.
And like we didn't even give the product really a fair shake. But honestly, we sort of did though, because if you can't have good enough quality control, that's right. On you anyways.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. I think that shows a flaw in the product and in the system. Has anybody else out there had a bad LaCroix that's made you throw them in the trash?
There's so many comments. I would love to know.
There's comments are flying.
You know what? I'm
today.
Going to the comment section. JoJo, I'll be right back. I'm going to tell you some comments. I got to go over by the screen to see it because this
Okey
looks
dokey.
Good.
Oh, maybe you can swing your mic over that way. Hey, Now, yeah, I can't really. I'm also want to know what's up with dented cans. Maybe Beverage Compliance Bethany, if you're out there, it would be really helpful to know. Like, why is that a thing? I understand. If the pop top is popped and it could be like there's botulism in there. Thank you so much. You know,
botulism.
Isn't that the whole thing? Is that if the pop top is popped or like your can is domed, it could be because there's like bacteria in there creating gas. and that's what's popping the top. But I don't know why a dented can is a problem, so much so that famously retailers the world over will discount your dented can purchase.
Mm.
But they'll still allow it, so it can't be that unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, you can still eat what's inside.
Can I say something that I forgot to mention a minute ago? Or maybe I did mention it, but I want to say it again.
You're done with comments, apparently?
They were all just lovely comments.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks.
There was one sad one where Randy said that the contest ended February 8th, I believe.
Oh, that sounds right.
That's yesterday. I just wanted to say, quality control is the name of the game.
Quality control, yes.
Quality control. I love it.
I agree. Well, this is a famous thing. The way I always think about this, even what you're saying right now, with Charles Shaw wine, the two-buck chuck.
Yeah.
It was always kind of a known thing. It's like, well, yeah, you could get a case of wine. So if you're having a dinner party and you're 22 years old, you're showing up with that. Like Thanksgiving, first one out of the house, case of two-buck chuck is going to keep everybody ripped the whole night. Sure. It costs you $24.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
Wow.
But it was always kind of understood, like, probably one bottle in this case is going to taste like vinegar. Like, it's going to be really fucked up because it's just, they're just dumping shit into bottles.
They're just stomping on the grapes in their sneakers and, like,
whatever. Yeah. Using car tires, backing over those things. And that, whatever grime is in there, just going straight in the bottle.
In my youthful days, we would sometimes, in one of the houses I lived in college, we would like to drink many a beer.
Sure.
And then get on the roof and then throw tires off said roof.
That's also a good idea. And then if you had grapes down below, you could have a real business on your hand because they're doing numbers with that two-buck chuck.
Numbers. So let's get into why we're here today. Do you want to tell us why we're here today? Because it's pretty awesome.
Fucking A. Yeah, we got a shipment of beer from Bevhead Gary out in Chicago. Shout out. We think you're in the chat.
Shout out, Gary.
We appreciate you.
Big time.
Especially because he had to resend it. I'll share that. He did the case so nice, he sent it twice. So hopefully none of these are spoiled. He packed them really well.
Wow.
Bubble wrapped each can individually inside a box with the bottle separators so they fit snugly.
Wow.
We've got five stouts and one porter. Four of these are from Chicago, the Chicagoland area, as they call it out there. And two are from a brewery in Fort Worth.
What carrier did Gary use?
Oh, this box was packaged and it was put in an outer box, so I couldn't say. Oh, it must have been UPS.
Was it UPS?
I believe so. Yeah.
And his liquids, we've talked about this so many times.
Oh, this is illegal, by the way.
Is it illegal to send liquids?
Gary broke the law. Absolutely.
Okay. Gary? In Chicago, we'll put his address up on the screen, broke the law.
So that's right. We'll send Vice after you.
All right. I'm very excited for this because these beers got hyped up. Gary hyped these up.
Yes.
And there was some flow moment where we were there was something about these beers and we got really hyped. The main brewery that we're testing.
One of the beers.
We're excited. We're very excited about.
Yes.
Did he send a little note?
Holy shit. Proper cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet here for us. Absolutely.
Wow.
So it was a place called Spiteful Brewing was the one that he was really trying to get us into because they had a GFY stout. That's why.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
It'll happen.
Not available.
It'll happen.
Until mid-January. You can tell he sent this before that. Mm. So he's going to send one later. The shipment he substituted is one of their best, Mrs. O'Leary's Chocolate Milk Stout.
Oh.
So we're excited to drink that. You know it. Especially, that'll be a nice palate cleanser from the Muscle Milks. Wouldn't you say?
Anything would be a nice palate cleanser. I wish you wouldn't have even brought that up, to be honest. I was in like a good Thursday, midday, we're going to drink beers vibe.
Yes, we can get back there. It is also fun that we're doing this. This is like the one afternoon episode we've like ever done. And we're choosing what I feel like is maybe the ultimate nighttime beer.
It's a heavy beer.
It's a heavy beer.
Let's go night-night beer.
It's a sweet beer sometimes, not always. I guess we'll find out. But I mean, chocolate milk stout, I hope it is.
Mm.
But this Mrs. O'Leary's chocolate milk stout, this is the one that Gary used to make the beer, used to make the beer floats in the YouTube video that he sent us back in 2015.
Holy shit.
An OG. An original Gary. The beers are listed below and we're going in order. He set us an order to do these in, which is lowest to highest ABV.
Prima.
Follow Gary. He got an account called Chicago Craft Beer. What a handle to get, by the way. Primed. I mean, that's serious business. Chicago Craft Beer.
Yeah.
And I believe, you know, he's reviewing craft beers on, you know, he's highlighting craft beers.
Amazing.
You definitely want to save the zombie crack for last. Okay. And do a palate cleanser for it because it's the best of the bunch.
Okay. Done and done.
Fucking A.
So what are we ripping into first?
I'm so glad you asked. By the way.
Now.
Gary. You included some goodies in here. However, it also kind of feels like you cleaned out your accessories drawer a little bit for us, but I'm here for it. We've got coasters.
Oh, great.
There's a pack of Guinness ones. Sláinte. Oh, those are nice. That's a good set of coasters. Those are cork from the County Cork.
From, yeah. Look at those.
And then some other miscellaneous ones. And that I do feel like, you know, this does make me wish we did the show live more because I would... It would be fun to do stuff with oh, there's some spiteful ones. We should get into that. Hop Fusion, we're going there. Okay. It would be fun if we do these live with a guest. You get a guest to sign a coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know, save a coaster, share one with.
Save a coaster, share a coaster, give a coaster, take a coaster.
Buffalo Creek Brewing, that's a fancy one. That looks nice. The sheet of cork. All right.
All right.
Yeah, so that's, oh, and then also, I say... Check this out. Metal cups with carabiners on the side, Friends of the Forest Preserve, and these little glasses. He gave us each one of these.
Each one this of the, like, the little glasses or the carabiner?
Both.
Thing? We each got a carabiner?
Yes.
Thing?
And look at this one. This says Illinois Craft Brewing Guild 2019. That's a collector's
this
item.
This is, I don't know what, but I'm really into that.
So that's this is yours too.
Thank you.
Now, as you'll notice, I didn't unwrap or wash these prior to today, so I understand if you're not going to drink out of it.
No, I'm not, because you know me. Me knowing you, you probably will, though.
I thought about it, and I still may. This gorgeous.
Like that.
This is beautiful. This is actually really prime
these are really cool.
For these. And boom.
Wow.
This one, you just clip on your backpack, drink beer in the streets.
Dink-a-dink.
Thank you, Gary. Cheers to you.
Cheers,
and
cheers.
There's some other things in here too. I'm not kidding. This is what I'm saying. You know, I get it. We have a lot of keychain openers, but you know, like these are the kind of things we probably will throw in a box for a guest when it's like, hey, we're sending some beers for you to open.
What's
here's
that
an opener.
Crazy looking one?
I think it's a safety whistle.
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
Who's it from?
Rebel IPA.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's just a big plastic. Does it? Can you put drugs inside of it? No. Gary, if you know what this one is, if there's a story behind it, feel free to drop in the comments. I'm going to put you in the hot seat. Who can say? And then a big bag of koozies, which,
are
by the way,
kidding?
I have a drawer full of koozies at home that I am desperate to get rid of. So I will say no thank you for the koozies, but
Gary
I'm grateful to you.
It's just round, no story. Can I say there's like no lag going on with this either?
That's true.
You know, usually
usually
waiting on comments. This is like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, you're going to like these. Okay, this is for you. Elizabeth's going to like those.
Holy crap.
All right. Okay, that's the last one. We're going to start off today with Fat Pug Oatmeal Milk Stout.
Do me.
Milk Stout. That's not that one. That is not that one.
Wow, good on you on the packing job here, Gary.
Truly. 2, 4, 6. Just making sure I had them all. Jesus Christ. Oh, here it is. Look at this cute shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a fat pug on there. The top of the can is black. Super fun. All right. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Now, these have been chilling for 2 weeks because we were going to do this episode.
How much fizz on that?
No, I don't think any of these will have much fizz. Do you mind when I do that? Okay. Yeah, interesting. No, no real head at all on these. Roasty, dark, smooth, it say. Cheers. You know what? Yeah, for the first one, I will. I'm going to put in a little tasting glass. That's adorable.
Okay, what did he say in the notes about this one again?
That's it. It's from Maplewood Brewing Company, oatmeal Chicago, Illinois. 5.9. Does it smell like oatmeal to you?
It has a really pleasing smell.
It does. I love a stout.
I'm not a big stout guy, but this I'm excited about. It smells smooth. Let's see if it is smooth.
Bing, bing.
Oh, you got these colds.
Very
nice.
Cool.
Really good.
They've been in the crisper drawer for 2 weeks.
Ooh,
I kept the bubble wrap on so that nobody would drink them. Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm torn. Okay. First sip, I was like, not for me. Second sip, I'm really growing on me.
I kind of feel like, now this doesn't have the ball in it, like the, you know, the activator, yeah, nitrogen ball, sure, like a Guinness would have. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it needs to settle in the same way that those do, but sometimes these are better once they've sat for a minute. So this will be fun to return on.
Yeah. Okay. Gary says this is his go-to stout. It is really smooth and a little creamy. It's not as heavy as I'm used to for a stout, which
That's
is
right.
great.
It's way more which in the Guinness end of the spectrum, right? Like it feels like a stepped up Guinness, like more flavorful.
Yeah.
But easy to drink. Sophisticated. Ooh.
But easy to drink.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And really a beautiful can, which I've been told I have as well. Oh, ding, ding.
Okay.
You want to go on? Shall we?
Yeah, all right. I got this one on. I'm going to keep that one nearby.
Are you going to be all cups?
Yeah, I'm going to go all cups.
All right. I'm going to go cans from here on out. All right. I've committed.
All right. Next, we got Peppermint Bark Porter.
By Two Brothers.
Brewed with dark cocoa and peppermint leaves. Interesting.
Oh, interesting. The peppermint leaves. Because that's going to give it like, not like a peppermint. I wonder if we're going to taste the peppermint or if it's just going to be a clean finish.
No, I think you're going to feel
it. It's going to hit hard?
I think, I don't know. I would hope that you get a hint of it. Otherwise, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point. But I feel like sometimes with these beers, especially ones that are like blood orange IPA, it does not taste like an orange or anything.
But
do you know what I'm saying?
If you're waving a peppermint flag, though.
That's true.
I need a little something, okay, something. If you've got candy cane graphics on your can.
Well said. Okay, so also minimal bubs here, a little bit more than the previous.
Whoa,
oh, doctor.
Mamma mia, there's going to be plenty of peppermint. Holy crap.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Wow, okay. I'm
putting the Christ back in.
I don't even
want
to take a sip of
peppermint bark
reason.
Porter.
Nope.
I am going to give that one a nope.
I mean, it is as advertised.
Yes.
But holy shit, they really went. You were worried that I you thought wouldn't it get was any peppermint on this.
Well, because like, for those who maybe don't know, I like to make ice cream. And a friend said, could you make me fresh mint ice cream? And when you use fresh mint leaves instead of like extract,
yeah,
it gives it. It tastes almost more like it could be basil or almost any fresh herb once you mix it with cream and stuff.
Oh,
like
interesting.
That. Like it cuts it in this weird way. So it's good, but it's like a totally different beast. This straight up tastes like a peppermint candy.
Like they just threw peppermint candies in there.
Yeah.
Or an Altoids.
Dissolved. It does taste like there's a dissolved candy cane.
So Gary's saying, what? I love this beer. This is, I think, what we're getting at here. I'm not a huge peppermint guy, and especially I don't like peppermint in my hot cocoa, which some people like. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm guessing if you like peppermint.
Oh, this would be fucking primo for you. Because I will say, it's not overwhelming. It's not sickly sweet. There is a sweetness to it. But also, as I go back for additional sips, still imminently drinkable at 6.7 ABV.
It almost feels...
Well, you would get fucked up.
The sweetness isn't there, as you say, and it almost feels a little soapy because... Does that make sense with the stout of it all and then... Peppermint, it gets soapy on me.
Yeah, there is a little. Yeah, there's a little something in the after burn with it that is. But I mean, I drank this 2 months ago,
you'd be stoked.
I'd be in the spirit. You know what? I actually drank a pumpkin beer the other night. We had one kicking around, and just brought me straight back to fall. And I was like, this is damn good, but it did feel weird to drink it kind of out of season. And I feel kind of like that's, maybe that's what I'm being struck with. It's beautiful 75 degree day here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
It's growing
on me for sure.
Are there ingredients on that can?
No, nothing. Just says natural flavors and then the government warning.
Okay. I'm just kind of.
Fucking eye in the sky.
Natural flavors. All right, what's up next? I'm gonna palate cleanse with that because that's
a good point. Kind of a nice refresher. Drink that one before work. You know what I mean? Okay. It says on the sheet, Mr. O'Leary's Chocolate Milk Stout, which Gary rightly corrected me because I copied that into the menu.
It's Mrs.
O'Leary's Chocolate Milk Stout.
You don't want to hear that
from Spiteful Brewing.
From
7% ABV. You do not want to be on the wrong end of Mrs. O'Leary. Look at this.
Oh, look at this can.
Oh. Yeah.
Me like this.
I guess it's time to.
I'm liking this.
Get ahead of these. Now. All right.
Oh, well, okay. It's not what I was expecting on the can at first.
No,
it's kind of...
It's pretty horny, actually.
You can't... I don't know if it's reading.
You know, it's probably not reading.
Describe that.
All right. So we've got old Mrs. O'Leary, and now you tell me, she looks like an old maid, as they would say in the day. She looks sad and lonely.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she has a look of... She's despondent look. She's looking off into the middle distance.
And then the cow is not looking at her, but away from her, but like kind of back at what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
She's milking the cow, and the cow seems to really like it.
Yeah, has her eyes rolled up in her head and tongue wagging out.
And is kind of making a horny face, and then is stepping on, what's that?
Like a kerosene lantern, maybe?
Because she likes the... This is a confusing graphic, and I want our listeners to know, when I first said, ooh, that can, I did not see this graphic. I saw the cow's ass. I don't get the label.
I'm not quite sure. I wonder if this is something, is this an old Chicago legend? Did this cow start the Great Chicago Fire?
Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the lantern that started the Great Chicago Fire of 1871.
Wow.
Why make the cow look horny, though?
Send me to Bullshit Jeopardy. That is a good point. Yeah, like why? Still, why this horny cow? She's getting milked. You got to get...
Wait, if you're a cow, you got to get milked. Maybe we're interpreting this face wrong. I don't think so, though.
Maybe it's just a sweet release, like you're peeing.
It's not startled face.
No, that's why it... But like the leg kicking out, it's like a dog... You know, going like when you're scratching behind its ear a lot.
Wait, Gary said supposedly the cow was horny? No, there's no way.
Gary, if you know more about this.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm excited.
We're all excited now. If that story didn't get you rip-roaring. Ooh. I'm going to take a little bubble sip there. All right. It's so hard not to just smell the can when I open it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're not even halfway through. This is the halfway mark, and this is the one that Gary is saying one of their best. This one's a 7% ABV, so about on par with the peppermint.
This is in the lineup like all season long. This is a
it seems like this is a regular staple of the thing. Label artwork by Chris Murphy. Unfortunately, there's only...
Whoa, this is... not what I was expecting. Very different than the first two, even with the peppermint. That
Whoa.
Came.
Okay.
What
totally.
Is, what is, there's a characteristic of this. It's completely different.
Smoky, right? It's got a little.
Whoa, that is it.
The great Chicago Fire comes home.
That's crazy.
That's pretty nice.
I don't really like it, but I'm really impressed by it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Like this, Prime. Whoever had this idea, they had an idea and then they really executed it.
That's right. I feel like this, this could have been an entry in like a state fair competition, you know, to be like, I will demonstrate the story of the great Chicago Fire through beer.
Wow. What is that?
The horny artwork got him kicked out.
Yeah.
Disqualified.
There is. Okay. I'm trying to pin this type of smoke flavor.
Yeah.
Almost to a particular animal, if that makes sense.
Like a barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Beef?
No, maybe that's not it.
I see what you mean. It's got a particular bite to it. In that way.
That's really interesting. Not my cup of tea, but like mad respect for.
Yeah.
I love the storytelling and then the execution. Like, spot on.
I think this is the kind of thing, too, that any heavier ABV, and I don't know if I could drink the whole thing, but I think this style right here, right now, I could ace this can.
Really?
I do. I'm pretty... But I agree with, I know exactly what you mean, because I do feel like this is, it's an acquired taste and not one that I always have, you know, like when these sort of like heavier stouts come up, it's like, it's not always like my bag, but you know, you ever do like a beer flight.
It's not saying, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's not saying smokiness on the description though, is it?
No, nothing indicates the smoke.
Wait, so are we?
No.
Full of shit? We're not full of shit.
I'm going to say, no, we're full of stout, and it is right on. This is, I think our opinions are correct, and we'll give the tasting notes.
All right, let's see if I can pull up this comment. Well, until you get the GFY, wait until you get the GFY stout.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. Okay.
Do you think that means more smoke?
I don't know.
All right, next one up, Delta Hurricane Milk Stout with, those are later ones.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, I like this packaging from Horse Thief Hollow.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Horse Thief.
Delta Hurricane, so this is like their, this is fun, it's like their generic canning label, and they've put the beer style just as a sticker on the side.
Okay.
Milk stout with chicory and coffee. This is called the Delta Hurricane.
All right.
So chicory and coffee, that's like New Orleans style. All that's right. Like that thing. Mm. Mm-hmm. I have a coffee update.
Oh, great.
Do you mind?
I think it should wait till after, unless it's pertinent to this.
No, I suppose it's not. This is 8% ABV.
I feel like I just lost my sense of smell.
I do too. I'm getting nothing on the nose on
okay.
this.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not crazy. Like nothing.
Hold on. I'm going to.
Wait, take a whiff of the peppermint one.
Good point.
Oh yeah, plenty of peppermint. There's nothing on this one.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing on this one.
Oh,
that is really wild. You aren't there?
I just snorted some.
Okay. Well, this one doesn't smell like anything. Let's see if it tastes like anything.
Oh, it tastes. Whoa.
Oh.
Mmm.
Is that the chicory root?
I think that's that chicory.
What's chicory?
Nobody really knows.
I've heard of it.
Same thing. I don't know. They mix it in with a lot of coffee places in New Orleans. That's what I always think about it with. Cafe du Monde. I'll have to ask Artemis.
Huh. It's not bad.
Pleasant. I'm into this. This is also one I would be afraid to drink too much of because I could see it. Some stouts, they start to get this syrupy quality. And yeah. then it makes, if I drink too much and just get too full, it makes me feel a little sick, you know?
I think that's what you're saying. I feel like all of these, you can't this is like a hard. One a day or in your evening, maybe two. But then yeah. more than that, you're getting...
It's trouble.
It's trouble in your... Yeah. This is, dare I say again, sophisticated.
This may be the most sophisticated of the batch. And I'm also, yeah, again, this simple... Can I get that in the... It's a little washed out, but... Simple design.
Are Elizabeth and Carol going to get to taste these? No, unfortunately, they aren't.
Not a chance.
Yeah, they're not.
No.
Yeah.
They're not. Carol will be too. She likes a stout, but I think also like this. She likes high octane beers. Mm. So high ABV.
Yeah.
And so especially as we are working our way up the ladder, she would be into these. I'll say that, but she gets nothing.
I don't know how Elizabeth would be with these, but she is not around to try these right now, unfortunately. Same.
You could say that's why we're doing this during the day. Oh my goodness. Okay, we're about to leave the city of Chicago.
Okay.
And head down to Fort Worth, Texas. We have two from Hop Fusion Ale Works. I've seen this logo before, and I don't know
where. I feel like we were looking this one up on a show recently.
Maybe that's why.
Coconut Milk Stout. This sounds very familiar. I feel like, yeah, we looked this up on the show.
Coco Añejo. Okay. Coconut Milk Stout, 8.99. Let's call it 9.
Holy
shit. 9% ABV. This is the Fur Slipper Milk Stout with coconut added.
The first what?
Fur Slipper.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they must have one called the Fur Slipper.
We started with our Imperial Milk Stout Fur Slipper. You're right. Silky smooth with notes of roasted hazelnut, dark chocolate, and toffee. And then aged on roasted coconut.
Okay.
Mind-blowing coconut infusion. What did you tell me again, your thoughts on coconut? Not a fan.
No.
I like a coconut. I'm not even afraid of shampooy coconut.
Yeah.
So I'm
not a fan.
I'm prepared to enjoy this.
Okay. But I think, if I recall, I feel like in the chat when we were looking at this, and Gary, it might have even been you, was saying that this is really good, though. Like, don't... I'm leaving my coconut bias
yes.
at the door. Until I tell you I didn't like it because of the coconut. But let's see.
Okay.
Smells like Hawaii. Someone grab the suntan lotion.
Mm, the sounds of the ukulele.
I do like the smell of this quite a bit.
It smells excellent.
It's very vacation-y.
It's okay. Wet on the nose. This is fucking delicious.
This is so not for me. But if you like coconut, this would be the fucking best, I think, right?
I could get fucking slammed on this juice here. This is...
Let me go in again.
I would serve this at my tiki bar.
On tap.
Oh, that would be the move. Oh, my God.
Wow.
This does. It tastes like a tropical drink. 9% alcohol. And it's because of the lack of fizz on all the stouts, you could really rip this, I think.
What's the ABV again?
9.
Unreal. Unreal. This is so up your alley. This is trouble for JoJo.
Mm.
Speaking of trouble,
mm.
my neighbor invited us over to a barbecue, and he'd done some renovations recently.
Okay.
There's a goddamn keg tap, like, behind this wall.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Can we go use it?
And he had like an IPA and a lager. I should have asked him what it was. And I was like, oh, I'll have a lager. It was so goddamn good. But there's, fuck. I mean, yeah, I was like, good on you, man.
That's so good. And especially right now, it's all like clean and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably getting in there fresh.
But yeah, in theory, I could really just hop over the fence and
maybe he wants a half of a, or a third of a stout in exchange for access. Or maybe he wants a collection of
koozies.
Koozies.
What's the green one there?
Oh, yeah. We got a bright green. Noon Whistle Brewing in Lombard, Illinois. Good pull. That seems fun. Okay.
All right. Well, this
like
coconut.
This Hope Well
like
is
coconut.
A-OK. Huh. New Jersey?
Possibly. Okay.
That yeah, I love crazy. This. I'm going to finish this one before I leave.
That is crazy. Okay. Okay.
All right. Oh, all brother. Right. Okay.
This is palate cleanse time, right? This is
palate cleanse time.
All right.
I'm going to open my mini Coca-Cola.
I'll take a little sipsy too. Get back to some familiar ground.
Yeah. Oh my God. The smell of a regular Coke. There's nothing like it.
It is great.
I guess the taste is like it. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. I feel cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
The last one we're dealing with is something called zombie crack.
Let's go. Let's go.
There straight up like weren't photos of this online. It looks like it's got Swamp Thing on the can.
Holy
zombie
shit.
Face. This is a 2022 batch.
Very menacing. Very menacing.
He did make a point. Do not drink this one if you have a nut allergy.
Okay.
Because it is bourbon barrel aged milk stout aged on honey roasted pecans. So it's probably drawn that oil in, which is the real allergy alert there. And it even says allergy alert on the side, contains tons of real honey roasted pecans.
Jesus.
So probably also if you have like a honey allergy or something like that too, it's like, yeah, so this could be trouble.
All right.
Good looking out. 10.48% ABV.
And what are they?
Alpha Bravo Victor.
Bourbon barrel aged milk stout. Okay, let's go.
Aged on honey roasted.
That is a high
pecans.
ABV. Ooh. Oh, okay.
We're bubbling hot. Okay, here we go. Oh, interesting. This is the headiest of the bunch.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Now there was one of these that was a porter. Am I right?
This one?
Oh, yeah. The peppermint bark is a porter. So slightly different beer than the stouts.
This one does smell maybe you. More boozy.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just saying that because you said. No, this smells more boozy for sure.
What else do you smell? I'm sorry. I poured this wrong.
I'm getting the pecans. I'm getting the, like, you're at the zoo and they have the, like.
Oh, the honey roasted nuts. Honey. The New York City. Okay. Now,
Smells great.
Mine smells like apple juice.
Apple juice. Let me go there. I think I know what you mean, but.
Okay. Oh, man. Whoa.
It has an apple juice vibe.
It does. But the taste, I mean, the honey roasted pecans, it's crazy. The second it hits your lips is.
This is delicious.
It really is.
They have a marketing problem with this. I'm going to tell you why. Do you think this is a all year round thing?
It doesn't seem like it because it was hard to find images on the internet to put in our artwork for the show. And the label is like a taped on label on a can and it's got the year mark. So the 2022, I imagine it's a limited run and they probably drop this once or twice a year. Is that
this
right, Gary?
Seems like they should be a fall or a holiday seasonal beer.
Mm.
It brings so much of that vibe and not much zombie vibe to me at all. Like, I think with different marketing.
Yes. I agree.
This is delicious.
I see what you're saying. I mean, are they just not that impressed with honey and pecans in Texas? Or they call them pecans? Anyway.
Pecans. That is delicious. I can't believe the ABV is 10, in the 10s.
I get the zombie part because it's going to fuck you up.
Really going to fuck you up.
This is, you're right. Gary said to save this one, it's the best of the bunch.
This is a slam dunk. Gary saying pecan tree is the official tree of Texas.
Right. But are they kind of over it? You know, like, I mean, are Californians really responding to the bear image as much as maybe tourists are?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, would they, is zombie crack, is it really there for the locals since they're not distributing this?
Gotcha. This is delicious.
Fucking, it's
I wouldn't bomb. Be surprised if this becomes a regular. Did I just say that? I might have just said that. In their, wow, that's crazy. Love it.
Oh, brother. That's really good.
Okay.
I might hit these back in descending order while we, or do you want to rate them? What do you want to do? Should we just listen to some voicemails?
I almost feel like this doesn't qualify as a rating situation.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean,
my favorite one is hands down the zombie, and my two least favorite would be the coconut and the peppermint.
Okay. The most gimmicky of the bunch, too.
Yeah, there. I would say that, yeah.
I feel like my two least favorite, I agree with the peppermint, but also probably the chocolate milk stout. I think in terms of just straight up drinkability, I might reach, actually, I don't know. Would I reach for the chicory one? I thought that was the most interesting. No, zombie crack is still the most interesting, with the chicory coffee one being second most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But favorites have got to be zombie crack. It's kind of in reverse order. Maybe I'm getting drunk. Zombie crack, the coconut añejo, the Delta Hurricane. I don't know. And then I would probably put the Fat Pug before the chocolate milk stout, and then the peppermint would be last for me.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really enjoyed that first one too. I'm going to go back to that.
I would probably, you know, we got my top, and then I like the Mrs. O'Leary's because of the storytelling and execution. That made the chicory root underneath that one. And then that first one we had was really just solid. Solid.
Yeah, I'd be very happy with that one. You know, if you went in blind to a bar and poured that one, that's probably the one I'd be most happy about.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be like, that's what I wanted. Solid entry.
All right, let's get to some voicemails.
First, I'm going to give you my coffee update.
Oh, please.
So about a week ago, I got, like, in the middle of the day, I got crazy, like, dizzy, almost vertigo-y.
Ooh.
And then started feeling almost like seasick. And that's happened to me like once or twice before when I've over-caffeinated.
Okay.
However, that day I'd only drank about half a cup of coffee.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was the issue, but I was fine. I had to drive home from this event, and it's like a 45-minute drive, and I thought I was going to like die. It felt like shit, and I'm driving back just trying to get home. I went home and like just fell asleep for like 2 hours. It's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then the next day I felt fine. Like I even ate dinner that night. So I never got physically sick or anything. Yeah. But I stayed off of caffeine for a couple of days, but then I had busy week for us music people. It was Grammy week time, a lot of people in town, that kind of thing. So I had a lot of coffee meetings and stuff set up and all that I had already booked. And then I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? I don't know if it was the caffeine. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm not. And also our coffee maker had been fucked up. So I was also like, anyway. It was the first day I had gotten back on track. So I don't know if it just made me like a stronger cup of coffee than I was ready for. But anyway, I two days in a row ordered a decaf espresso drink at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And it was fucking great. They were so good. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were going to taste like trash. I think I still have this like kind of Sanka energy, like the orange coffee pot at a church event kind of vibe to like decaf coffee.
Yeah.
And it was...
Did you just get straight up espresso or did you get like a latte?
I got an Americano. Maybe both days I got an Americano. Decaf Americano, I think is what I did.
I'll get an iced decaf Americano.
And maybe it was just it could have been the meeting or maybe they fucked up my order, but like I also felt, I felt zippy. I felt
like a little bit
because there is caffeine in it,
there's
right?
A ton, so like a touch.
Anyway, it was so maybe just having a break. It was like hitting me hard, but I fucking loved it. I've been having just like a half a cup of coffee, of regular coffee, a day since then. But I really think I might switch to like incorporate some decaf into my home roasting, home brewing, and maybe get a little, maybe start doing some half and half, something like that.
I love it. This is a fantastic update. This is exciting.
I was excited about it too. At first, it felt like an injury because I was really looking at it like this great loss. I was mourning coffee.
Sure.
You know, I was thinking, is this gone forever?
Sure.
Not gone forever. Here to stay. Okay.
All right, let's get a voicemail here.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Chris from New York. Have we seen Starry yet? S-T-A-R-R-Y. It seems to be replacing Sierra Mist in all the Pepsi setups I see. So, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't buying Sierra Mist anyway. I'm a 7-Up guy. Sprite if I have to. I don't really need a third option, but do we think this is going to succeed or just hang around for a few years and then buzz off?
Wow.
Anyway, go fuck yourself.
Wow. Ends with almost a Brian's question. Am I wrong?
There you go. I have not seen it. Have you seen this?
Not seen it. Not once.
Can't wait. Starry?
Especially because I don't know why this one sticks in the memory. Sierra Mist completely lost our lemon lime soda shootout whenever we did that years ago.
Okay.
It was by far everyone's least favorite.
Maybe they're coming. They're trying to make moves finally. Maybe they're serious.
Starry.
All right. We'll check it out. What's next?
Just a follow-up. The first time I'm in a restaurant and I ask for 7-Up and they say, is Starry okay? I'm fucking right out the door. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate your brand commitment.
That's not making its way into any
fine dining?
Fine dining.
What fine dining establishments are they asking you? Are you okay with the Pepsi family of products?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Wow.
Now, how do you feel about that when a server asks you, is Pepsi okay?
The only time you hear it is if it's, is Pepsi okay? And I don't know. I'm glad they say.
What if you said, my father-in-law likes a 7 and 7? I think that's
Seagram 7 and 7 Up,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now what if they're like, I feel like he would have an issue if they're like, is Sprite okay? He might be like, not okay.
Sprite, it does feel like a different beast, 7-Up and Sprite.
That's true.
But I mean, they're really close cousins. But
some would say they're the same soda. But I feel you're right. There is something about it.
7-Up is
physically
almost seems less sweet and like a little bit more, has more bubbles. That's what I'm going to say.
That is true. Uh-oh, we got some comments going off.
That could be a fun one to see. Hell yeah, baby.
Who said that? Is Chris Farron in the chat?
I think it might be Chris Farron.
Jesus Christ.
I can't read it, but it looks like it.
Blowing up my spot.
Oh, my gosh. I tweeted that question once and received hundreds of comments, which are very rare. People were very opinionated about it. Pepsi, when you ask for a Coke. Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Like, my wife, if we're at a restaurant and they say that, she's like, no, thanks.
She doesn't want the Pepsi.
No.
Man, I feel like if I'm splurging and I'm just having a soda and we're out, I don't give a shit. Mm. It's fine. Mm. You could put Simply Soda in there. I'm here for it.
No.
Okay.
All right, let's do another voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Compliance Bethany.
Hey.
Just wanted to let you know that if you transpose the numbers in 259, it's a fax machine. So apparently I got that wrong. Anyway.
I believe she's saying that if you didn't dial 909-295 BEVS and you dialed 259,
it's a fax
you're machine. Calling a fax machine.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sorry.
59. It's a fax machine. So apparently I got that wrong. Anyway, I was calling because I have something to admit that I'm a little ashamed of.
Ooh.
I have just started watching the Netflix Zac Efron Down to Earth series, which is, you know, I know it's not about beverages.
No,
but
I don't know.
Season
that.
1, episode 2 is about France, and they talk about water extensively in this episode. And I guess there's a restaurant in LA that has the first and only water sommelier. And they are talking about like dissolved minerals in spring water versus filtered water. And after watching this, I went out and I bought 2 liter bottles of like glacier water. One, from Iceland. Another was some Tuscan.
Did we get cut off or did it just end?
No.
In spring water. And I don't know. I'm drinking it now. I feel like I need to have at least one cup of this fancy water with minerals every day for no other reason than Zac Efron and this water sommelier told me. And just on a personal note, I started drinking kombucha. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm really ashamed of my behavior. So I just had to tell someone. Love you guys. Go fuck yourself.
Wow. And you came to the right place.
Well, here's what's interesting.
Bye.
What's interesting is, you know, she's in BEV compliance.
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised she got, felt the allure of these different waters. Because I feel like if anyone knows what's really going on with these, it would be Bethany.
Right. Or somebody in the office has the information about, like, that's bullshit, and you want to stay away from that one. And this one, right, however, is legit. They're doing something special over there.
Right. That being said, I've picked up a bottle or two of that Icelandic water at the airport, and oh, good, good. It is good.
It's good.
It's so good. So I think do you, and I feel like if you are enjoying these different waters with minerals, that sounds fantastic. You are having a moment of bliss every day because you're having this special water, and so I fully support it.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we can support the Zac Efron show because Walter Etc. does a theme song for it, which some say... we're responsible for it. Look, it's a good thing to support. And I mean, hey, if anything's getting you to try new beverages and share that with us, we appreciate it. We need that field work out there, you know?
And kombucha, do you? No shame in kombucha. Is there a shame in kombucha?
No, I love kombucha. Okay. I'm here for it.
There, I love it.
It's fun. I get it. There's a stigma. There's a stigma to it. And so I understand your shame, but I want you to ignore it.
I feel like the stigma in 2023, though, is... It's reduced.
Gone. Yeah. And you know something else? This could also be a BEV compliance problem.
Oh.
Couldn't you see there being kind of like a dirty hippie shade kind of that sort of energy being thrown at kombucha producers?
That's really
'cause maybe they're the least compliant out there of the beverage manufacturers.
That's really funny.
So
Maybe.
If so, if this is a problem with your coworkers, this is a safe space. You come here and share that information.
I love it. All right. I feel like we might need to do that part of the show. Unless there's one more of these that you want to hit.
We got 2 more quickies if we should. What do you think?
I think we might need to save that. Are they real quickies?
One's a follow-up and then one's a freshie.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. It's Josh from Longmeadow. I'm following up to my last message when I was heading out to Utah. I did not make it to any Swigs, which I guess is the ubiquitous soda place, but it seems like it's only in Salt Lake. I was out in a ski town, but I did find a dirty soda at a smoothie shop. And I had a dirty diet, and I got to say, it was delicious. They're really onto something out there.
Yeah.
All love you, boys. Right.
GFY.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for the update. I'm so glad he got his hands on one. Already.
Beautiful. That feels more authentic than the ones we made on the show. You know, wow. Good on you.
That feels.
And I'm fantastic. Glad it wasn't just like a dirty can that you found at a smoothie shop. Okay. Last one.
Hey, Roro. Hey, JoJo. I live in Ventura County, north of LA here, and so we were up in Ojai recently. We took your advice and checked out the Charman hot sauce. We got a bottle of the original to try. It's a little hot for me, but my husband likes it. He's been putting on everything.
Hey.
That's a great recommendation. The other thing I was going to tell you about was we've been, for gifts and housewarming or, like, holiday things lately, we've been making little baskets of local beverages and hot sauces. Cause actually here in Ventura County, there's like a lot of great breweries, Made West and Topa Topa. There's Ventura Spirits, makes some kind of delicious spirits.
Hey.
And then there's the Underwood Farms, makes really good hot sauces. And now we have a new hot sauce to add to our gift basket. So thank you. And thanks for the idea. Take care.
Love it. That's fantastic.
Love that. Didn't catch your name, but that is a wonderful
idea. Or not Ojai. Charmander really does need to make a mild version of their original.
Is that the Verde, though?
No, could it be? I don't. I think it's totally different? Completely different piece.
I wonder if you could do it, because maybe it's just the habanero that's really doing the flavors lifting.
I think they would benefit from I know they could do it. A special red. I think there could be a milder version, and I'd be here for it.
I think they need to make a gift size. I think with a little tiny travel bottle.
That's fun. Yeah.
That could be a real game changer.
All right. Well, now it's time for a show. One of my favorite parts of the show, and that part is called
Brian's Question.
When we started the show, my brother-in-law sent 100 questions. Since we've rebooted the show, he sent us 100 more, and we're whittling down this list. Let's see what this week's Brian's Question is.
Oh, first of all, love that lack of latency on that Brian's Question singing. Number 42 is Tapatio, the perfect balance between Tabasco and Sriracha.
No.
Agreed. That is not the case.
Yeah, no.
No? Different beast. I think those are almost, you almost have like the three pillars, the three wise men of hot sauce with those three choices. They are otherwise completely unlinked. They are kind of three branches of a tree.
This might be a hot take.
Ooh.
I almost feel like Cholula is more in between Sriracha and Tabasco than Tapatio is.
I like that because there is. Cholula has a certain citrusy brightness to it or something else. It's got a little. Tapatio is a straight up peppery, roasty Mexican hot sauce.
I love it.
Shit is good.
All right, gang. Well, thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon. Cheers, Gary.
Gary, you are a legend. Thank you so much for sending these twice out to us. That is incredible. We are too lucky for that. So we thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat. Love to see it.
Yeah, and we'll catch you guys next week, all right? And
go fuck yourself.